Chapter 5, Man's Failure to Interpret Nature.
Apart from Christ, we are still incapable of interpreting rightly the language of nature. The most difficult and humiliating lesson that man has to learn is his own inefficiency in depending upon human wisdom and the sure failure of his efforts to read nature correctly. Of himself, he cannot interpret nature without placing it above God. He is in a condition similar to that of the Athenians, who, amidst their altars dedicated to the worship of nature, had one inscribed, "To the unknown God." God was indeed unknown to them. He is unknown to all who, without the guidance of the divine teacher, take up the study of nature. They will assuredly come to the wrong conclusions. In its human wisdom, the world knows not God. Its wise men gather an imperfect knowledge of him from his created works, but this knowledge, so far from giving them exalted conceptions of God, so far from elevating the mind and the soul and bringing the whole being into conformity with his will, tends to make men idolaters. In their blindness, they exalt nature and the laws of nature above nature's God. God has permitted a flood of light to be poured upon the world in the discoveries of science and art. But when professedly scientific men reason upon these subjects from a merely human point of view, they are sure to err. The greatest minds, if not guided by the Word of God, become bewildered in their attempts to investigate the relations of science and revelation. The Creator and His works are beyond their comprehension, and because these cannot be explained by natural laws, Bible history is pronounced unreliable. Those who question the reliability of the Scripture records have let go their anchor and are left to beat about upon the rocks of infidelity. When they find themselves incapable of measuring the Creator and His works by their own imperfect knowledge of science, they question the existence of God and attribute infinite power to nature. In true science, there can be nothing contrary to the teaching of the Word of God, for both have the same author. A correct understanding of both will always prove them to be in harmony. Truth, whether in nature or in revelation, is harmonious with itself in all its manifestations. But the mind not enlightened by God's Spirit will ever be in darkness in regard to His power. This is why human ideas in regard to science so often contradict the teaching of God's Word. Mm-hmm.